program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
This is Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Every week, speaker, consultant Mark Amtower gives you his take on what's going on in the world of government contracting. Amtower Off-Center with your host, Mark Amtower.
Welcome to our no-holds-barred forum for discussing what's good, bad, ugly, and just plain silly in the arena of doing business with the government. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is Colleen Jolly, who is principal of one of the principals of the 24-hour company and the managing director of the UK operations now.
Yep, that's correct.
Very cool. Multinational. Tell us a little bit. First of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And tell us a little bit about 24-Hour Company and what you do. What an interesting name.
Yes, the name often gets us into trouble. We help folks prepare their proposals and presentations specifically from that visual communication side. So the name originally meant to say we could support folks 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, since that's typically what you need in the federal proposal cycle. But over the years, it's meant everything from my cell phone ringing at 4 a.m. and folks having a new project, people wanting graphics turned in 24 hours. So it's been a very interesting name.
All right. So how fast can you turn graphics?
Well, that depends, Mark.
Well, no. it does, and it's not a real question anyway. But on the bid and proposal side, one of the difficult things that I always face with any company coming into the market is explaining why specialists are not. I'm a specialist on the marketing side. You're a specialist on a bid and proposal side. And, you know, company, I have a bid desk. Why do I need somebody else? So give us the not short answer to that question.
That is a great question. It's one that we hear often. And we're part of the Association of Proposal Management Professionals, mm-hmm. the APMP, which has a huge presence here in the D.C. area.
Great D.C. chapter. Lot of good education.
Oh, love it. We're very involved with the international side, and I'm now on the board of the National Capital Area chapter.
Cool.
So very involved, and that's something we run into a lot.
APMPNCA.org, right?
Yep, that's
okay,
right.
Good.
That would be us.
Yeah. Go there. Register for the courses.
Go ahead. Yes. Lots of great stuff coming up in the next few months. That's my little plug there. So as far as why should you hire outside help, you've already got, you know, some guy who knows what they're doing. Well, you don't know what you don't know. It's a silly quote, but getting people in who've got experience doing hundreds of proposals a year, that kind of experience you typically don't find in a small company. Where maybe you've got one big bid that you do a year, so you've got that one experience with that one customer. Hiring a specialist, they're not only pulling all that information from years and years and years of doing the same thing, but they also know what your competitors are doing. And that's something that a lot of my customers say is really valuable. What does XYZ big company do that we're not doing? We can't get that insight directly, but you can.
Okay. Sort of a follow-on here. I often hear from the larger companies, too, we are extraordinarily experienced in the bid and proposal process. But on the back end, their lawyers, their bid team are looking at a federal RFP, and they're going, well, we don't do these terms and conditions here, so we'll just strike them out. How often do you run across this kind of resistance, especially in the mid-tier or larger companies?
Hourly.
The 24-hour part comes back into play.
We get a lot of resistance. I think a lot of folks really believe that they know what's best. The federal space, as you know, is a little bit different than the commercial space. Particularly what we do, we are focusing so much on that visual communications aspect. We want to make sure we are following exactly whatever the government customer has laid out in an RFP, in an SOW. And I have many clients say, sure, the requirement is Arial 12-point font, but I don't like Arial, so we're going to use Times. While some folks on a commercial side, that's a judgment call. It's a personal preference. With the federal government, you can actually be disqualified for making those sorts of silly decisions.
Simply on a typeface issue.
Absolutely. If you, they can decide not to read the one page that you go over. They can decide that you are trying to skirt the requirements. And frankly, if you're not going to be honest and skirt around the requirements in the proposal phase, I wouldn't trust you to do my multi-billion dollar project.
Right. If you can't read the fine print now.
Exactly.
What's the likelihood of performance down the road?
It raises that huge question mark. And it's something that, while is not necessarily, quote unquote, our job to do, we make sure that everybody is following when we notice, hey, this isn't compliant. That is the very first thing we want, especially in that graphics and that production side.
Okay. Let's delve down here a little. The graphics side of proposal. Mm-hmm. Most people are going to say, well, I can come in with a PowerPoint. I've used PowerPoints for years. And the last two or three times I've done seminars, I've tried to do them without because they bore the heck out of everybody.
Yeah.
So where does the visual component start to come into play here?
We are all visual creatures. We are affected by, I have a friend in marketing who told me an average of 3,000 brand images per day. So you think about on your drive to work or your commute, you've got all of these ads, you've got plugs for everything, you've got just the logos on your aftershave in the morning. So we're affected by all of these images. Now, when we're trying to sell our products or services, we need to learn how to use that in order to get our customers to buy us. And it's something that most people, it's a skill that we don't possess. Or we certainly don't know how to use it properly. So those graphics, those visuals are the first thing that people see. And like it or not, people do judge a book by its cover. So if we can't learn to craft our message in a easy to understand way, and particularly a compliant way, then we're not going to reach our customers and we're not going to sell any product.
After I finished my first book, and it probably was the wrong sequence here, but I did research on just that, book covers. And it's an odd phrase, but it's very true. And the research shows that 90% of book sales are impulse in bookstores, and they're predicated on the covers.
Mm-hmm.
So there is an extraordinary amount of truth there. And you talk about brand images. I was thinking it was not an easy drive coming down to the station today. And I'm wondering how many car logos I saw on the back of vehicles.
Oh, absolutely.
It's truly a never-ending issue. So, we're going to get into this in much, much deeper in the next part, but when we're talking about the visual side of this, Are you still employing the PowerPoint basic presentation, but really just making it a heck of a lot more palatable?
Yes and no.
Okay.
We are going, again, toward number one, be compliant.
Mm-hmm.
So if your customer says, I'd like a 50-slide PowerPoint, then we're giving them a 50-slide PowerPoint.
Okay.
Sometimes we can do things that are a little more creative. We've got some folks employing some multimedia presentation tips. But it really goes back to the customer. We saw about 3 or 4 years ago a whole rash of RFPs come out of the government that were asking for, you could use PowerPoint, but it had to be printed in black and white on regular acetate transparencies. And
transparencies?
Transparencies.
Ooh, we're talking a geezer.
It was extremely difficult to do, to find print companies that would actually print and prepare the transparencies.
You can't find the transparencies like in Staples and Office Depot anymore. You have to go to their catalog, right?
Yep, they're usually special order. If you don't get the one that fits specifically your printer, you can blow up your printer.
Oh, yeah, I fried a couple of the wheel parts that way using the wrong stuff.
Oh, yeah, we found all that out the hard way. So the reason why, because one of our customers asked the government, because we saw about 3 or 4 of these proposal requests come out, and the government's response was they wanted to level the playing field.
the myth of the level playing field. I love it.
Yes. So it was something we saw for a while, and that number one thing is using visual communications appropriately and delivering in the manner that the customer expects and that the customer wants. That's always the trick.
Okay, cool. My guest today is Colleen Jolly, who is a principal of the 24-Hour Company and managing director of the UK operations for the 24-Hour Company. When we come back, we are going to delve into visual communications. I'm Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
Whoever said that you must only talk about politics or your brand of religion to have a great life? Whoever said that you should only have one interest? Explore different people and different perspectives. That's right, get out of the box. I'm Coach Lynn. Listen, no spin, no shock. I'm bringing a little flavor.
Listen for the Lynn Johnson Motivational Radio Show Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 12 noon on 1500 and 820 a.m.
The men and women of our National Guard and Reserve Forces are working hard on the battlefield and here at home. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve is working just as hard for them. For over 36 years, ESGR has paved the way for greater understanding between our Guard and Reserve Forces and their civilian employers, promoting a culture where all American employers support and honor the military service of their employees. Together, we all serve. To learn more, visit www.esgr.mil.
The latest from the Federal Security Spotlight brought to you by Cisco.
Domain Name System Security, or DNSSEC, is a big issue for anyone operating a website. So who in your agency is responsible for making sure access to your site isn't hijacked? Here's Joe Waldron, Director of Product Management at VeriSign.
The CIO is responsible for the domain name registration. The individual that registers and maintains the domain name would be the one that would be responsible for implementing this.
To hear the entire show, log on to federalnewsradio.com. Will the top-of-mind security issues of today be the issues facing government tomorrow? Get the latest from federal experts on FISMA reform, the cyber initiative, how government is combating botnets, spyware, and other cyber evils, and more. Listen to Federal Security Spotlight, sponsored by Cisco, airing Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. on Federal News Radio 1500 AM or on demand at federalnewsradio.com. The Federal Security Spotlight is brought to you by Cisco, the leader in federal IT security.
Plane's fuel. Are we good to go?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Baggage?
Empty crate, a plane ready for takeoff.
We got an empty dog carrier here.
And your moment of truth.
We need eyes on a missing dog now.
Which push-to-talk network do you want to keep business flying?
Nothing at ticketing.
Clear at the gate.
Got a 20 on your missing passenger?
Let me guess. Food court.
Roger that.
When you want the largest push-to-talk coverage area in the nation, you want Verizon. Plus now get push-to-talk in the BlackBerry Tour smartphone. Buy one today for $99.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card and get the second one free. Each phone requires new two-year activation on a voice plan with data pack $29.99 or higher. Push-to-talk service available for $5 monthly fee. Early termination and other fees per line apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Are you trying to contact a key government decision-maker and don't know where to start? Let Carol be your solution. With over 350,000 contact listings and over 1,000 government organization charts, they help you find people in all levels of government. Give them a try. Get a free organization chart and sample listing from their database. Contact Gordon Peel by calling 703-757-8228. That's 703-757-8228. Carol Publishing, bringing government to you like no other.
Welcome back to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is Colleen Jolly of the 24-Hour Company, where she is principal of the U.S. operation and managing director of the U.K. operation. During the break, we were talking about the rather unique requirements imposed on, you know, for a short period of time from the government trying to level the playing field. We both know that the contracting officers are stretched at best at this point. So what are some of the other issues that have come up recently?
One of the things, Mark, that we saw probably 2009 and 2008, particularly out of the intelligence agencies, were requests for written documents that had graphics using 256 colors and were set to a screen resolution. These were for written documents, so the requests, they didn't seem to make any sense. And what it did was it set off our client and all of the other competitors, a whole flurry of questions to the government, question marks over everybody's head. People weren't sure how that they could confirm they were being compliant and responding to the government's request. So I think that there's a lot of education that still needs to be done, not only in our contractor space, but also for our contracting officers to know and to make requests that make sense, that they can check the compliance of.
Right, and making sure that the RFP or the RFQ or the RFI is actually put it in words that make sense to the community and allows the community to produce a document that provides what the government really needs to make a decision.
Oh, exactly.
So, but you know, the cut and paste thing is not it's not necessarily a matter of laziness. It's a matter of these guys are really, really stretched. And, you know, thank goodness they are starting to hopefully replenish the acquisition core, if you will, and bolster it and maybe get some training for those currently there. Before we go on to the visual communication side, you guys have, you guys, 24-hour company. One of you is, what's Mike's role there?
Mike Parkinson is one of my business partners.
Okay, so also a principal?
Yes,
okay.
Also a principal.
Mike Parkinson has a do-it-yourself billion-dollar business graphics, three fast and easy steps to turn your text and ideas into graphics that sell. So, number one, great book. I have a copy in my hands. Neat stuff. And this is available... and it's Mike Parkinson's, just look up Billion Dollar Graphics. It's available where?
It's available Amazon.com. We've also, with this book, Mike took our process that we've developed at 24 Hour Company over the past 18 years of primarily supporting federal contractors. He wrote down our process. So that first half of the book is helping people conceptualize or turn those ideas into pictures. The second half I call the coffee table book section. It's got all sorts of samples of different types of graphics in it. So that's available Amazon.com, also BillionDollarGraphics.com. We branded it a little differently from 24 Hour Company just to catch those other folks maybe in the health, pharmaceuticals, information technology, other folks who are outside of direct federal contracting so that they can also benefit from it.
Not that it's immediately germane, but the Archimedes Codex was found buried under a medieval prayer book text, and you know they reused books back then. But the cool part was it's over at the Walters Gallery in Baltimore now being restored. And you know Archimedes was what 3,000 years ago almost. So having one of his books around is really important. But the part that's important, it wasn't the words he wrote that were important. It was the graphics, mm-hmm. the visual images that taught people the leverage aspect. You know all of the things that he's really known for. So that's. It's very real. So with that as a weird segue, let's migrate into visual communications and let's just start again on the importance of these. It is how we learn. Mm-hmm. Why?
Why? It's something I think all of us, except for folks who were not born with sight, mm-hmm. it is the first thing that we process. Mike and I, when we do presentations or training, we do a little test. And we ask people, you know, think of a chair. And most people are thinking of maybe their favorite comfy chair at home or whatever chair they happen to be sitting in. Very few of us are thinking C-H-A-I-R.
Right.
We are all seeing things and immediately processing those images. 3M did a study where they found that we process images 60,000 times faster than text alone. Which is, Mark's giving me this strange look
wow.
right now. It is an absurd
I
number.
I believe it, but I haven't heard it stated that way.
It is. It's a great number, and when people ask how fast it is, I just snap my fingers because it really is that fast.
Even faster.
Even faster. You see something, you process it, and your brain starts down the track of making a decision, analyzing it, processing it in a way that then the rest of you can use it to move forward with your day or decision.
Well, yeah, if you're walking down a street late at night and you see a guy down the end of the block with a gun, your inclination is not to think, well, here's a gentleman with a gun. Maybe I should go introduce myself. Without thinking, right. You turn around and move your butt in the opposite direction.
Exactly. We are just processing things that quickly, and it's a good thing, because sometimes you don't want to meet that gentleman with a gun.
Right. Yeah. Boy, oh boy. But what a great statistic. So the employment of these images, if for instance you have an RFP that says we want a 20-slide PowerPoint, mm-hmm. how do you work with a client to determine what is the right balance of verbiage versus visual?
We always want more pictures. Mm-hmm. The challenge comes in when you're doing a leave behind for the government and you're afraid that they're going to forget what you said.
The words, yeah.
And they want the words to refer back to. So in an ideal world, you've got a major overview picture per slide that your presenters speak to. Ideal world. In the real world, it's about half and half. You may have a couple of keywords on a slide, using a tagline or a bumper at the bottom of the slide or at the top of the slide to make sure people are taking away the right message is a great way to balance a lot of pictures and a couple keywords that are going to stick in people's minds, and especially when they need to go back and review the hard copy that you've left for them. So it is a balancing act. We will often get people who are trying to put, you know, a 1,000-page novel per slide, and we need to work with those folks to cut down on what are the most important aspects to highlight.
I was going to write down a name there, but that's distracting. So I know a couple of people that not only pack the slides, but then feel compelled to read every word.
Yes.
This is the kiss of death. So do you work, and I'm going to jump off our usual script here.
Sure.
Do you work with people who train the client then on how to verbally present and incorporate all of the above, the you know, the visual aspect?
Oh, definitely. Since we offer such a small portion of the proposal pantheon, we work with all sorts of consultants, particularly in the DC area, also the London metro area, so that we can recommend folks. So we've got a whole passel of orals coaches, proposal managers, writers, editors, people that we've worked with. We go through proposals quicker than a lot of the rest of the consulting proposal world, mm-hmm. simply because our part is smaller.
Right.
So we're on a proposal for 2 weeks or a month. So by that nature, we're seeing more people. We know the people who we like to work with around the Beltway, and we know the people that perhaps aren't as good as their copywriters say they are.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, and after a while, I mean, I've been doing this, Amtower and Company started in 85. I was doing it 2 years, 3 years before that. So I've been around a while, and I like to work with people I consider the best or among the best mm-hmm. at what they do, and they have to be nice.
Absolutely.
So the gene pool shrinks.
If you can look over at the person at 4 a.m. and still like them, that's a good partner in the proposal industry.
It is. It's a good partner in any aspect of this industry. And I have a new book coming out this fall, and it's for novice CEOs. So I'm going to be plugging you guys, you know, and pulling info from you on why they need experts in these little niches along the way. But, you know, the education of a novice CEO is a tenuous thing, because mm-hmm. CEOs, by their very nature, know everything they need to know about their business. Right. No, they don't. Especially when they're coming into a new business, the government. But I forget what my point was going to be here, but that's okay, because we have more to choose from here. The decision to employ both the visuals, and how do you select the person making the pitch for the company? Because as we both know, getting back to the other side, mm-hmm. you know, the verbal presentation is what they're going to be hearing while they're viewing all of the cool visuals, regardless of what they're going to walk away with. Can you influence the selection of who presents from the customer company? And do you?
We typically can't. More and more, we see government RFPs requesting that it's the key personnel who are the presenters. So you're not necessarily getting someone who is a wonderful public speaker. They are a wonderful engineer, subject matter expert, et cetera. There is a study done, and now I'm completely blanking on by whom. I'm just going to say 3M Corporation.
Okay.
We've got all this information, again, in our book, Billion Dollar Graphics, that people presume if you are a good presenter, if someone has said, hey, you've got to see Mark, he's a great presenter, that you're going to be good and that you have high-quality visuals. Now, a presenter who is not quite so good, maybe they're having a lot of ums, they haven't been to their local Toastmasters meetings enough. Those presenters, if they have high quality visuals, can actually be rated higher than a presenter who is supposedly the best presenter, but who has low quality visuals. So we can not directly affect who's going to be picked.
You can make anybody better.
We can make anybody better.
Cool. My guest today is Colleen Jolly of the 24-Hour Company. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about the global perspective on the visual communications. I'm Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Nothing is more certain than death and taxes. You've heard that expression. But there's something else you can count on. Realizing your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. Listen to Wayne Zell every Saturday at 10 a.m. for Blueprint for Wealth. Wayne will explain how the more you know about taxes, estate planning, and business planning, the better prepared you will be for your journey to wealth and freedom. Listen to Blueprint for Wealth every Saturday at 10 a.m. here on 1500 a.m. Federal News Radio. Because you can count on more than death and taxes.
Save money at HalfPriceDC.com with half-price gift certificates to the area's best restaurants, stores, spas, and more. This week, HalfPriceDC.com has half-price gift certificates to La Bergerie in Old Town Alexandria, providing award-winning French cuisine for over 30 years, Salon Jean and Day Spa in Cabin John, a state-of-the-art salon and spa, and Discovery Galleries in Bethesda, a premier art gallery providing custom framing solutions. See all the offers at HalfPriceDC.com.
Listen to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio 1500 AM every Friday morning at 11. Brought to you by the attorneys of Shaw, Bransford, and Roth, Fed Talk features live interviews with guests from the federal community sharing their insights on issues that affect you. Call in or email questions or comments to fedtalk@federalnewsradio.com. Fed Talk is sponsored by GEICO. This week on Fed Talk, host Bill Bransford and members of the Public Employees Roundtable will showcase Public Service Recognition Week 2010.
Things just don't happen. You need a plan. A federal career can last 30 years or more, and so can federal retirement. Tune in each Monday at 10 a.m. to get the information you need to plan your course for financial security, solid benefits, and optimum health care. 100% focused on the federal employee for your benefit. Presented by NITP has the answers to your mid-career and retirement planning questions. Listen to For Your Benefit Mondays at 10 a.m. on 1500 a.m. Federal News Radio for an hour that can change your future.
Meeting mission goals through technology, brought to you by General Dynamics Information Technology.
The Department of Energy is awarding nearly $100 million for 54 smart grid workforce training programs that Secretary Stephen Chu says will help prepare the next generation of workers in the utility and electrical manufacturing industries. The projects will leverage more than $95 million in funding from community colleges, universities, utilities, and manufacturers to develop and implement training programs that will train approximately 30,000 Americans in an effort to modernize the nation's electrical grid and implement smart grid technologies in communities across the country. The programs will focus on training activities that support electricians, line workers, technicians, system operators, power system engineers, cybersecurity specialists, and transmission planners. The funding builds on more than $4 billion in Recovery Act funding for smart grid deployment and demonstration projects nationally.
General Dynamics Information Technology, delivering the strength of technology to achieve mission success. General Dynamics IT. Visit GDIT.com to learn more.
Get the Federal News Radio iPhone app, where you can listen to Federal News Radio, read Mike Causey's daily columns, and listen to interviews from all of your favorite shows on demand, like The Federal Drive, The Daily Debrief, In Depth, and Your Turn. Stay on top of the latest news affecting the federal government and contracting community all from the palm of your hand. And the best part? It's free and easy. Go to the App Store and search for Federal News Radio.
Welcome back to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is Colleen Jolly, principal of the 24-Hour Company and managing director of the UK operations for the 24-Hour Company, which is pretty cool because, you know, we've been trying to set up this interview for a while, and you know, I have to go to England. I'm going, oh, gee, that's terrible. Tell my uncle hello. Can't now because he died last year, but... we've been trying to set this up for a while. During the break, we were talking about, you know, this is kind of odd for you because mm-hmm. usually when you're talking about visual communications, you have things you can show people.
Yep. I've got all my little pictures, and inevitably, one of the many samples that I have speaks to someone.
Right.
And I never know which one is going to be. But there's always one that people are flipping through and they say, oh, that's exactly what Bill was just trying to describe in our meeting. Or, oh, this would be perfect for our XYZ customer.
You know, the picture is worth a thousand words is another, you know, sort of axiom that's just very, very true. When you have the right picture for the right situation, it can produce massive results or win a contract.
Exactly.
So cool. Global perspective. What's changing out there? You have a much stronger perspective now that you've opened up the UK office. Was it end of 2008 or?
Yep.
Yeah.
October 2008.
So what's going on out there?
It's an interesting marketplace. We have seen, particularly since just being located in DC, we meet a lot of international folks. We keep seeing companies, particularly from the UK, but also in places like India, who are building North American branches to work specifically with the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, BAE Systems is a huge customer of ours in the US. And a few years ago, I had no idea who they were. So we're seeing the federal marketplace change with all of these new companies come in, and they're bringing different processes, they're bringing different solutions. And from our side of things, they're bringing a very different way of communicating visually that sometimes works for the U.S. federal government and sometimes doesn't.
Well, that's interesting, the cultural context of visuals. It's like the phrases, you know, in the latest Reader's mm-hmm. Digest, it had translation of film titles and from, you know, U.S., U.K. into various European or Asian tongues, and some of the translations were pretty weird. I can't imagine how that plays out visually. You got any neat examples?
Oh, sure.
You can't show them, but...
I'm showing them right now. There can everybody see?
Ooh.
The biggest difference that we see, I'll give you a color, for instance. Color is of visuals. If we see visuals and we process those 60,000 times faster than text alone, color is the first thing about any visual that we see and react to.
Mm-hmm.
And in the UK, the color red is a very popular logo commercial color, for mm-hmm. instance. In the US, the most popular color for commercial companies or logos is blue. So all of these UK companies are coming to the US, and there's a tendency to splash your logo and your colors all over all of your materials. Well, in the federal government space, red often means bad, stop, improper process. So you've got these companies that they, UK companies, that are saying, but this is us and we're great and we're wonderful and this works in the UK, sending a completely different subliminal message to a US reviewer.
Okay. And you mentioned the Indians also migrate. I mean, it's odd because I was in a meeting just earlier this week where this back-end credit card processing, the guy who started the company, brilliant operation, but he was using offshore people for programming. He finally went over and sponsored several of them to come here and work directly for him.
Mm-hmm.
And now like 80% of his shop are these green card guys who just do this magnificent work, but they dress in ways we would consider quite drab.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the visual play when we're trying to pitch overseas further than Europe?
It gets really interesting. The further you go, the U.S., Western Europe, Canada, we all have a very similar way that we understand color. You start getting into the Middle East, and green, for instance, has some particular religious significance. The use of photographs of people is something that is approached very differently than the way we approach it in the U.S. So the best thing that I tell folks, if you're doing any business outside of the U.S., is to get a subject matter expert on the ground that can confirm not only is this imagery going to work, but am I saying the right words? You know, as you mentioned, there are some translations, even when we're speaking, you know, quote unquote English in the UK or in Australia or in South Africa, is a very different flavor of English than we have in the States.
Yeah, just to give one example that I remember and I can use on the radio, the full money in Chinese, the title on the marquee in China was Six Naked Pigs.
Well, there's truth in advertising.
Well, yeah, there is. But, you know, you often don't think of these things. And when you're coming here to do business, subtle approaches often do not work as well, because America is probably the brashest of countries out there.
Oh, and particularly, I would say, in the defense market, we like to see tons of images. We want to see the explosion and the warfighter and the jet and all of these things. And it's interesting that in the UK, which is much more conservative visually, their Ministry of Defense wants things that look like what we submit to the Department of Defense. So they are starting to take on our traits, and they want tons and tons of images and all sorts of things going on. And so we're seeing the sharing between cultures, particularly in defense, since we do so much with the British.
A lot with the British. My guest today is Colleen Jolly of the 24-Hour Company. When we come back, we're going to be discussing whatever we haven't discussed already on visual communications. I'm Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Isn't it funny how just when you think you've had the best time of your life, life makes you think differently? Remember your first kiss? How would you top that? And that summer before college. But then college came and poof, you almost forgot those times you would never forget. There was the romance that swept you off your feet, and the wedding that took everyone's breath away. And the only thing more amazing than how beautiful your babies were was what wonderful people they turned out to be. Well, guess what? If you think life just couldn't get better, we've got news for you. It can. And that's the best reason for getting a mammogram. At Kaiser Permanente, more women do. And that's how we know regular screens are one sure way to make certain you live long and thrive. You want to know what happens next? Go for your next mammogram and stick around. Things are going to get a lot more interesting. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive.
To learn more, go to kp.org/mymammogram. Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Your Army computing refresh calls for someone who knows the terrain. As a trusted supplier to the U.S. Army for over six decades, Hewlett-Packard is a name you can count on. HP offers a broad range of desktops, notebooks, and workstations at special ADMC2 prices. And they include efficiency features, like the all-new 2010 Intel Core i5 processor with Intel Turbo Boost technology. See the full range of solutions now at hp.com/HP for Army.
How is the Federal Bureau of Investigation using financial data to inform its management decisions? What about FBI's efforts to migrate to a unified financial management system? And what are the key procurement challenges facing FBI? Listen next week as these questions and more will be explored with guest Richard Haley, Assistant Director of the Finance Division and Chief Financial Officer, Federal Bureau of Investigation. Join host Michael Keegan next week on the Business of Government Hour. That's next week on the Business of Government Hour.
The Federal News Radio Community Spotlight for April is the Washington Literacy Council. Did you know that the Washington Literacy Council has been working for more than 40 years to increase literacy rates of children and adults in the District of Columbia? Volunteers are trained to service the more than 200 students by using the latest research in language acquisition. The Washington Literacy Council's innovative approach to learning is keeping literacy levels of the nation's capital on the up and up. For more information, visit federalnewsradio.com, keyword events.
Are you trying to contact a key government decision maker and don't know where to start?
Let Carol be your solution. With over 350,000 contact listings and over 1,000 government organization charts, they help you find people in all levels of government. Give them a try. Get a free organization chart and sample listing from their database. Contact Gordon Peel by calling 703-757-8228. That's 703-757-8228. Carol Publishing, bringing government to you like no other.
FederalNewsRadio.com, your one-stop shop for all things federal. Listen daily to interviews with federal managers and government contractors. Read Mike Causey's daily federal report, or just stop by for an update on the latest news affecting the federal community. FederalNewsRadio.com, your source for federal news now.
Welcome back to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is the lovely and talented Colleen Jolly of the 24-Hour Company. This is really cool. You don't see the visual. Ladies in black, and she's got this beautiful red hair. So that's it. Visualize. We're talking about visual communications. And gee, I hate black. it's all I have in my closet. The right impression. The right impression comes, you know, your mom said it, you have to make a good first impression.
Mm-hmm.
What does this mean to you, and what does it mean during the proposal phase?
Well, Mark, I've got a great story for you. Some folks may remember the SBINet Secure Border Initiative project.
Yeah, a few people might remember that. A
few people. Just not really a hot topic in D.C., you know. So we were talking to one of the reviewers who participated on the panel that had originally picked Boeing to win for the Secure Border Net Initiative. And they said that if he will go right to the picture... Right to the picture, look at the picture, and then go right to the action caption underneath the picture. And if he can get it, get the point, then he doesn't need to read the rest of the text. That
so
after
you can
a while,
avoid this 2,200-word slide.
Exactly. You know, you've got 8, 10, 20 sometimes in these big contracts, different folks who are submitting proposals, hundreds of pages. The comment from the reviewer was, the text looks like dancing ants after a while. So you want to go to the picture, and if the reviewer can find that answer that they're looking for, then boom, you're in.
Wow. There you go. That's very cool. Okay, but we've got a variety of things that impact what you see as that first impression.
Mm-hmm.
How do you start building with any client the visual side of things? I mean, number one, you guys have experience. How long has 24-Hour Company been around?
18 years.
Okay, yeah. So you have just a little bit of experience, a little bit of track record, probably a couple of thousand or more bids that you participated on. So for you, it's kind of instinctual. But how do you instruct the client on what it is, how they use it?
The first thing I always recommend people to do is spend money on doing a good cover design. It's trite. We talked about it earlier. You do judge a book by its cover. Stories I've heard are that people, the reviewers, will actually unload all the covers, all the binders, put them all out on a table, and then pick the cover that they like, this completely subjective like, to read first. So if you've got a cover that is addressing all of the customer's hot buttons, then they're going to pick it up, and you get first crack at their brain that day. We heard a story once. We did a project, this was many years ago, for the Marines. And we worked together with our customer to create this cover. And it was a very simple, completely red cover with the Marine logo embossed and foil stamped. And the story we heard back was that when the reviewers opened that box, they saluted the cover.
Literally,
it was that powerful. They looked
cool
at that, and they said they know who we are, and they wound up winning that proposal.
Customer knowledge is incredible. So picking the graphics, I heard one story where an advertisement ran in one of the papers for an Air Force contract. The visual background was a Navy jet.
Oh, they don't like that.
And, you know, this is something my 13-year-old son would probably pick out. Why did they do this? Because, you know, we watch a military channel, but he's extremely observant. So profiles of planes and other vehicles, military vehicles in particular, he's very cognizant of, as would be people in a particular service. So the let's briefly the damage of a bad visual. You guys have never done it, but have you seen proposals from other people that have picked maybe the wrong one?
Bad visuals. Edward Tufte, who is kind of the grandfather of visual communications, information
graphics. I get his flyers twice a year.
Yeah, he's amazing. And we agree with him on a lot of things, not everything, but he is an amazing, amazing intellectual on this subject. And he's got some stories about NASA folks making poor decisions about the rockets based on the way that the information was laid out on a page. That the most important thing about a potential danger for this one rocket was in the very smallest font at the very bottom of the slide. So because it wasn't given the visual weight of some other things, people made a decision that wound up costing NASA millions of dollars.
Ouch.
Yeah. So you really can't afford to make the wrong decision.
Ooh, okay. Wrong decisions are bad. So when you're putting these things together, what kind of tools are you using? I mean, you know, you probably know Gene Velasquez, One Mile Up, who built the first icon, CD of everything government. So, what else is out there, and how do you put it together to create that winning package? And if you have a story involved to wrap this thing up, that'd be cool too.
Sure.
Just a few
stories. I cannot stress enough that you want to make sure you're working with someone who knows what they're doing. Whether you are hiring a designer to be a full-time person for you, make sure you get to look at a portfolio. We put our folks through a rigorous set of interviews, including a test graphic, where we give them an idea and send them off and track how long it takes and see if they come back with something that communicates, that it addresses the audience in so much as we've explained that to them. So I can't stress enough finding a good resource. Typical tools include the higher end Adobe Creative Suite. We're building a lot of things in Illustrator, Photoshop. In lieu of that, you can do an awful lot of good stuff. And I'm an Apple person, so it kills me to say this, but in Microsoft, the new versions of Office can do an awful lot of really good stuff.
Well, the publishing for years and years was Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Until Adobe really blossomed.
Mm-hmm.
And Photoshop, obviously, you know, riding, maybe not riding the coattails, but exploiting the opening. But I remember in the 90s and through the early 2000s, if you were publishing or graphic, all advertising agencies, you know, they're Mac.
And we are still a Mac-based shop. Mm-hmm. The new hardware chips are all Intel Core. So there is essentially no difference between Mac and PC except for the graphical user interface.
Take the best of both worlds.
Exactly. So
that's a good strategy.
Yes. And what I was going to say next leads perfectly into that is work with the tools you've got. You know, if you can't hire a professional designer full-time or on a consultant basis, use Visio, use PowerPoint. Just make sure less is more. Folks tend to want to put every color in the rainbow in their proposal. They tend to want to use every whiz-bang effect in PowerPoint. Just always, my mom would tell me this with jewelry. You're going out the door, take one item of jewelry off, and that's the perfect number. So use that when you're doing your proposals. Take one thing off.
Very cool. that could be the final tidbit, but do you have anything you want to throw in at the end here?
Myself and my business partner, Mike Parkinson, we do an awful lot of trainings. You can check them out on our website. That's 24hourco.com, so 24hrco.com.
I'm sorry, we didn't touch that earlier.
No problem. I myself am doing a presentation on desktop publishing tips and tricks for the National Capital Area July Roundtable. So you can find more on that at the APMPNCA.org. Please drop me a line, check out our website. We've got tons of great information. Sign up for our e-zine, where we've got all sorts of great stuff that comes out.
The e-zine's very cool.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know you read it.
Yeah.
all great stuff, not only about visual communications, but from some other experts in the bid and proposal industry in D.C. and also around the world.
And if you're talking knowledge base for bid and proposal, D.C. is literally the capital of the world, because you've got, Lohfeld, Beth Wingate, just a ton of people at APMP who are extraordinary. And, of course, the 24-hour company people who also participate. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
It was worth the wait.
Thanks, Mark.
You've been listening to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. My guest today has been Colleen Jolly of 24-hour company. 24-hour co. It's 24hour.co.com, right?
24hrco.com or .co.uk. For our listeners around the world.
There you go. This is not my day job. If you need some of the most experienced marketing advice out there to help your marketing or lead generation efforts, give me a shout. You can find me at Federal Direct. And remember, you have not been everywhere until you've been off-center with Amtower.
You've been listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Amtower Off-Center, Monday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.
The Pentagon and Beyond, brought to you by Arinc.
I'm J.J. Green. The Pentagon houses approximately 26,000 personnel. It has 5 sides, 5 floors, 2 basement levels, and 5 rings per floor. Despite 17.5 miles of corridors, it takes a maximum of 7 minutes to walk between any 2 points in the building. Located just outside the nation's capital, its reach is far beyond the U.S. And if you have a story about issues related to the Pentagon or beyond, email me at jgreen@wtopnews.com.
When you hear the word counterfeit, you automatically think of money. Well, it's much broader than that. Everything you buy has the potential of being counterfeit, especially those items that are hard to find and run the risk of becoming obsolete. And that's where Arinc comes in. They're helping customers plan ahead for parts obsolescence so that when a part is needed, no matter how small, it's the real deal. When lives are at stake and relying on the integrity of systems is critical, there's no time to question authenticity. For more information and career opportunities, log on to arinc.com.
One little fish oil pill. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your heart, that it's great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits for your skin and brain function. But other fish oils of today are, sadly, incomplete because they don't contain vitamin D that can promote mood, energy, and bone health. Until now. Introducing the risk-free trial of Omega Berry with vitamin D and acai from Purity Products, our most powerful fish oil formula ever. The only thing our advanced Omega Berry fish oil is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering anyone a full-size bottle of fish oil as part of a nationwide risk-free trial. Plus, the best-kept secrets to healthy aging, a free book. Just call 1-800-700-1605. To request yours, you can't go to stores. The only way to get your free trial and free book is to go to the phone. The number is 1-800-700-1605. Call now for your free trial. That's 1-800-700-1605.
The Fed Cloud blog on federalnewsradio.com explores the hard issues surrounding cloud computing from the government's perspective, sharing with you the challenges, opportunities, and lessons learned from some of the top minds in the world of federal IT. Collaborate with others and help shape the discussion on cloud computing at the Fed Cloud blog on federalnewsradio.com or follow the Fed Cloud blog on Twitter, sponsored by Intel and Cisco, two technology companies leading the cloud revolution.
Are you in the cloud? Whether you're managing your software on-premise, in the cloud, or a bit of both, Microsoft offers you unprecedented choice. The choice to manage the mission-critical computing resources your agency needs now with the vision, flexibility, and security features to meet many of the ever-evolving federal requirements. Cloud services from Microsoft. We're all in. Are you in?
Learn more about Microsoft's cloud services. Visit Microsoft.com/govcloud. That's Microsoft.com/govcloud.
WFED Washington.